So Dad played 3 years then at...
Your dad played 3 full years on the team and 1 year as a reserve.
Weber Academy.
Now, he said something about he was going to go on to school, but then he went on a mission. Is that right? I can't
remember. That's right. We intended all of us to get a school. Dad, he got to give our dad quite a bit of credit for seeing that his kids went to school. We done some pranks, just like you kids do now. We got all bounced out of school one time because we didn't obey what the principal said. There was an interesting little story one time that I was captain of the basketball team after your dad left, see. I played 2 years after he left. He was on his mission then. And during the noon hour, 4 of us thought we'd go down to the Carnegie Library. The Carnegie Library was down next to the city and county building then. The new city and county building.
Mm-hmm.
And when we came down the back stairs, there was a back stairway down at the old auditorium of the Weaver Gym, of the Weaver School. And when we got down there, the student body president was a kid by the name of McIntyre. He came down from Idaho. He was come from a very well-to-do family. He was student body president. I was captain of the basketball team, and then two other kids on the ball team, a kid by the name of Thea Herbert and Lawrence Wild, was with us. And when we got outside of the door, this McIntyre kid pulled out 4 cigars. Said, "Let's have a smoke." I said, "No, not for me." He says, "Oh, come on." I said, "I cried it once, it almost killed me." So, no, none for me. So, we went on down to the light. Well, he says, "By gosh, I'm going on." So he lit up. He was just puffing good as we walked around the corner of one of the buildings there. We walked into Fred McKay. Fred McKay just says, "Hi, fellas." He was not principal, but he passed that stage. He was president of the board. He never missed a ball game, and he'd never miss a real college event. When we come up 25th Street Hill, I said to the guys, "I'll bet you 30 cents when we enter the lobby, there'll be a sign on the board, will McIntyre, Belknap, Herbert, and Wild report to the office before going to class." So we had them book. There was the one office out there. Then there was a private office behind. Fred McKay was standing in the doorway there, but sure enough, our names, all 4 names were on the board. "Come in the office before you go in." So President McKay called us in the office. He said, "Bond, sit down here on the end. Herbert, you sit here. Wild here. Mac, you sit on the other end." Now, Mac's the kid that was smoking. He said, "I'd like to ask you kids some questions if I could." He had that charming way of his, you know, that at that time his hair was as coal black as it was quite later. His eyes looked right through you. You couldn't lie to me. So he said to me, he turned to me, I was sitting on the end of the captain of the team, and he said, "Vaughn," he said, "do you smoke?" And I said, "No, sir." He turned to Wild, and Lawrence Wild lived up at Croydon, it was called the Weaver. He says, "Do you smoke, Lawrence?" And he said, "No, sir." And he turned to Herbert and he says, "Theo," he says, "do you smoke?" And he said, "No, sir." And he turned to the kid that was smoking and he said, "Mac," he says, "do you smoke?" And he says, "No, sir." He swayed back in his chair and he says, "Mac, could I request you a question?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He says, "When did you quit?" Mac reached his pocket and pulled out his clock and his watch and said, "I think it was about 35 minutes ago." So the first time that Ogden High School entered, Ogden High School didn't play basketball for years.
Mm-hmm.
They played football. I played several football games for them while I was going to Weaver. When the going got tough, Dad says, "Get back to where you belong." So I went back.
What do you remember about Dad in the the family as a young boy?
Well, dad is your dad in the family.
He was, what, 2 years older than you?
He's 2 years older than I am.
And what, 2 years younger than Earl?
And he was 3 years younger.
3 years younger than Earl.
I'm 5 years younger than Earl was, and he was three, and I'm 2 years younger than him. So we had our little family go-tos. I can tell you a little interesting thing that he and I had. I grew up about as tall as he did. We got in a battle out in the backyard one day. Mother, she tried to stop us. We were blazing away at each other, not doing much harm. But we were trying the best we could. Finally, we each got a bloody nose, and so that called us down. Mother got between us. I stood up on the fence, and rail fence. Said, "Hey, I'll make you a deal." He said, "What's that?" I says, "I'll never say another cross word to you if you'll do the same to me. Your dad and I live from that day to this day, and we have disagreements and debates, but never a cross word."
That's truth.
Is that?
They never did.
Now, where was this home at? Is that the one on 918?
918 21st, then. Now, we owned the whole corner lot. It seems so small now, but it was awful big when we were kids, because there was a big garden on the whole place.
Well, that's your old home?
That's the old home.
Then when did Grandpa build the corner house?
Well, he built that house. Let's see, we went up to... Earl went up to Preston to help with the Preston lumberyard. We had a lumberyard in Preston. Dad owned 85% of it. His brother owned the other 15. He was up there running it. So when Earl got home from his mission, he sent Earl up there to handle it. And Earl wanted help, so Earl and they didn't get along as good as I and Earl did, so Earl wanted me to come up. And Dad insisted I go up. I got married then, and your dad had. So I went up and stayed there for another 6 years.
You see, we were married a year before they were, because your dad was on mission.
I was married just before your dad got home.
So then you went up to the Preston lumberyard. Now, you were the manager there, right?
I got it first. Our uncle was the manager.
Who was that? That
uncle
was
Uncle Joseph fell there.
I saw a book up in Preston here a year ago, the old lumber yard, and it had Joseph Bell. I didn't say a thing about Hiram.
Well, no, everybody
nothing.
Thought it was his lumber.
That's why Dad decided to take possession of it and send us up there to run it. Because they were Uncle Joe and his family, only 15% of it, run the lumber yard as if they owned it. They used the horses, in buggy days, and there we had fine home horses, fine outfits. They used it, and if there was any profits, they took care of it. Dad got to the point where he thought that he should have the profits as well as the others. And so he sent Earl up there to assist, and then we had a meeting one night, a rather tense meeting between Uncle Joe and Dad, and Earl and I. Your brother Dad was on his mission. And so directors of the company, we had a couple of other fellows that were outside of the family that were selling some shares, and they voted Earl in as the manager. Uncle Joe felt very sad, but it didn't break up the friendship of Dad and him at that. They continued on in life, and Uncle Joe lived there the rest of his life till he died. I stayed up there another 6 years, and after Earl left, Earl wanted to go to medical school. He didn't like the lumber business. So I stayed up there for 5 years and run the yard until we sold out.
Well, he left Preston then and went to medical school?
Earl did.
And you stayed
the
there?
Navy first.
I stayed there for three more years.
And then he went from the Navy into medicine.
Uncle Earl went in the Navy?
Well, he went into medicine first, and he had been a medical student for about 3 years when the war broke out.
Their own Bruce on the mission, and their own Bruce
he was called into the service. He was on a hospital ship. He'd been on a mission in Germany. ever got sick going across the sea. But on his hospital ship, he made about 30, 40 trips across the ocean with wounded and sick. With all the medications and the anesthetics and things, he was deathly sick. But being a member of the crew, he had to stay on the job.